right, setting the bar stories, Kelly. These are
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, this setting the bar story would be like if someone decided to just remove the twin spires from Churchill Downs or that 80-foot slugger back from downtown. I mean, these are iconic things, right?
Right. They should stay in place.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without removing the beloved 8-foot rusty pole from the ground, you're doing okay.
There's a beloved 8-foot rusty pole
yes.
in the ground that people like?
It's a sewer vent pipe that was installed back in 1909 in a small English town of Exmouth. And it has become a rusty local tourist attraction.
Really? Just because it's, I guess, so old.
It started off as a joke, to be honest. We created some reviews, some silly reviews, and put some photos up.
Yeah, so they like...
Oh, I get it. It's kind of cheeky British humor.
Right, they started making Yelp reviews of this rusty pole. Then it started getting attention. People started coming to this town and taking pictures next to said rusty pole. Yep.
And honestly, we never really expected, you know, tourists and locals alike to take photos with the pole, group photos, family photos, engagements.
Engagements?
Yeah.
By the rusty pole. I love it.
It is a 113-year-old landmark.
That was devastating.
Yeah. Why is it devastating? Because it's been removed by the city and local water company.
Oh, why would they do that?
And now the townspeople are like, why?
Seriously.
I actually can't believe it's gone. It's just, it's so innocent. So I don't really understand.
It's so innocent.
He was just standing there, not hurting anybody. Did they not get the memo there at City Hall or something? Did they not get the history, the backstory?
Yeah, that 8-foot rusty pole was a part of that town's history.
Oh, dang it.
Apparently, the water company said that they, quote, agreed to remove it after concerns were raised at a council meeting. Stupid council meeting.
Oh, which Karen brought that up?
Over the structural integrity of the pole and risk to public safety.
Oh, because they thought it was leaning a little bit. It looks like it was leaning a little bit.
Well, and it's rusty.
Sure.
And it's just a pole in the middle of the ground, so
okay.
Kids could ride their bikes into it.
Oh,
people
okay.
could get some sort of tetanus from it.
Well, not if they would rope it off and put a nice placard saying what it is. They weren't like displaying it properly. So, all they needed to do was just add a little rope around it and a placard.
Again, this town's identity has been ripped from its clutches.
Yeah, it's erased. Oh no. Oh no. No one's going to come to Exmouth anymore.
You know, to the serious side of it, yes, we will have a bit of fun with this, but the serious side of it is that it was part of Exmouth's heritage. So we would like it reinstated, please, because nobody knows where it is. And we don't know why it was removed.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
The town is just like befuddled. They're like, the hell? Couldn't
yes.
you have done something else, like fill in a pothole or something?
Weren't they going to have a meeting or something, let everybody vote on it so we could like talk about it? And then someone could have brought up the idea of the rope and the placard.
Yeah, yeah. So again.
Oh, dang.
This setting the bar story is all about an 8-foot rusty pole.
But it is a landmark.
Yes. It is
a 113-year-old landmark that has a legacy.
It is like if like the Louisville City Council was just like, nah, you know, the twin spires, they're just not a thing anymore, you know?
Yeah, they're too tall.
Someone could like climb on top of them and fall off.
Yeah,
we should
dangerous.
Probably just remove them.
Also, that big bat, no one is going to hit a ball with that. Let's go ahead and take that down.
It's like that happened to this little small English town. So again,
there'd be outcry.
That's why this is setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without removing the beloved an 8-foot rusty pole from the ground, and you're doing okay.
Oh, somebody find the pole. Put it back. Put it back.
That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.